We're still in Siman Kufdal in Hilchas Tefillah. The halachas are being mafsik in Tefillah. We are up to Sif Hey. We will be doing Sifim Hey and Vav. B'chol Malkum Shepasak, the Mechaber says, Im Shah Kedei Ligmar Eskula Chozel LaRosh V'im Lav Chozel L'Tchilas HaBracha Shepasak Va. What does the Mechaber say? That wherever you stop, if one was posting in the middle of Shmona Esrei, so if you were mafsik for long enough to be able to do the entire Shmona Esrei, you go back to the beginning. Whereas otherwise, you just go back to the beginning of the bracha. V'im pasak b'gimel rishon is chozel l'rosh. V'im achronos chozel l'ritzei. The first three and the last three brachas are considered one bracha with regard to this halacha. So if one was mafsig, but not kedei ligmar es kula, the Mechaber says, if it was within the first three brachas, you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, within the last three brachas, you go back to Ritzei. Now, this Mechaber takes us back to the machlokas that we saw when we learned Hilchos Kriya Shema. The Rishonim point out a stira that on the one hand, we have a Gemara that tells us that in davening, if shoha kedei ligmar es kula, the halacha is you have to daven over again. Yet, we saw the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that if you heard nine tekiels and nine different hours of the day, although it was kedei ligmar es kula, that is not a hefsik in the tekiyas, the halacha is you are yotzei. What's the difference? So, we saw that there was a machlokas. One pshat was that the halacha of the tekiyah is really the ikur din on all over the place. That means that a hefsik does not ruin whatever you're doing. Davening is an exception. Tefillah is the exception. That is the shitas harif, which is the way the Mechaber paskins. Therefore, the Mechaber said here that if it was shoh kedei ligmar es kula, the halachi is you have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, although in all other halachis, it is the Mechaber's opinion that even if shoh kedei ligmar es kula, you would not have to go back to the beginning. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah follows the Rishonim who say that the difference is not tefillah or something else. The halachas of shoh kedei ligmar es kula are the same for all inyanim. And that is that if you were shoh kedei ligmar es kula, you have to go back to the beginning. But the case of tefillah was that you were an onus, you were incapable of davening. Where you're incapable of davening, and it was kedei ligmar es kula, or incapable of continuing with whatever mitzvah it is that you were doing, there the halach is that if shoh kedei ligmar es kula, you go back to the beginning. Whereas if it was not machmas onus, you don't have to. So although the Ramah doesn't bring it down here, Lamaisa, we paskin like the Ramah, we follow the Ramah, and therefore, even in Shmona Esrei, if shoh kedei ligmar es kula, the halachi is that one would not have to go back to the beginning of the Shmona Esrei unless it was machmas onus. It was not possible for him to complete the davening at the time he stopped. Now, what we consider ligmar es kula, first of all, that means from the beginning of Shmona Esrei to the end, regardless of where you're up to. So that let's say you're in the last bracha, but you were shoa kedei ligmar the entire Shmona Esrei, that means not the couple of minutes that it takes to finish your Shmona Esrei, but the amount of time that it would take to say the entire Shmona Esrei. At that point, the halacha is that you have to go back to the beginning. Now again, the Ramah sheet is that it's only machmas onus. We also saw machlokas back in Hilchos Kriya Shema as to the definition of an onus. Does an onus mean that you couldn't have davened or that you weren't allowed to daven? In other words, is the onus that we're talking about something practical or something that halacha didn't permit you to daven? We paskened over there that it was only an onus where you were not permitted by halacha to daven. So let's say there was some other kind of hefsik, but it was not a halachic one. It was just that you pashtas, you were not capable of completing the davening. There in the shema, the halacha is there, even if shokat eligma is cool, you don't go back to the beginning. For tefillah, we are machmir. In the case of tefillah, we are machmir, and we say that even if it was possible to daven, in other words, in halacha you were allowed to daven, but it was physically impossible to daven, you were being chased by an ox or something like that. There's nothing in halacha that says you can't daven when chased by an ox. However, practically speaking, you can't. In tefillah, if it's shoh kedei ligmar es kula because of that, the halacha would be that you have to go back to the beginning. Now, this was all talking about in the case of posek. What does posek mean? That you were mafsik. The assumption is that it was b'shehiyah, that you just waited. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokis. Where the Derech Chaim learns that the hafsaka here is dafka talking about bedibur. He's not talking about you were silent. He's talking about that you actually spoke. Whereas the Prima Gadim learns that we're talking about Shehiya, that you just actually waited. Now, what exactly is the Shear? So here we say, Shalkadei Ligmar Skula, you go back to the beginning. What if it's not Shalkadei Ligmar Skula? You go back to the beginning of the Bracha. How long did you have to be Shohet to have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha? Say in the middle of Davening Shmoneh Esrei, you stop for a second and then go back. You've got to go back to the beginning of your Bracha. So the Prima Gadim says that it was a very long Shehiya. That means long enough then to finish your Bracha, not enough to finish the entire Shmoneh Esrei. If it's a Shehiya that was not long enough to even do your entire Bracha, you wouldn't have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Now here too, according to the Ramah, the only way that you would have to repeat the beginning of the Bracha is if you were Shoah Machmas Onus. Whereas, if a person just stopped, he paused in the middle of his Bracha, the halachi is that that is not considered a hefsik, he would not have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gra and Magen Giborim that argue with the Mechaber altogether, and they hold that a hefsik b'shehiya, if it's Kedei Ligmar Eskula, you would have to go back to the beginning of your Shmoneh Esrei. But if it was not Kedei Ligmar Eskula, they hold that you do not have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha, and it sounds very much like the Mishnah Berurah is following them, that the halacha would be, if it was Shal Kedei Ligmar Eskula, you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. If it wasn't, and you weren't Mafsik B'dibur, you do not have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Now we go further, Siv Vav. The halacha is that when we talk about shalkadei ligmar eskula, that we go by this particular person. That means we measure it by the length of your standard Shmoneh Esrei, not by the length of someone else's or the average person's davening. Further, imsach b'tfila. Now, by the way, the lashon of korei, we don't usually use that for davening. This was borrowed from the halachas of Krishna. In Krishna, it said also shalkadei ligmar eskula. Imsach b'tfila dino l'inyin chazar k'din avsakas amuris b'simin zeh. If someone spoke in davening, it has the same halachas of avsakas that we were talking about in this simin. This makes the mechaber very much sound like up until now he was talking about shehiya and not speaking, although the Derech Chaim learned otherwise. And here he's telling us that when you speak, it has the same halacha of Shia, that is, that it depends on whether or not it was Shalkadei Ligmar Eskula. Now, included in this, the Mishnah Berurah mentions, is if a person said Yalo V'Yovo when it's not Rosh Chodesh or Yontif. We will learn those halachas in more detail later. And what is the halacha? If you were Soch, but it was you, someone spoke, but it wasn't Kadei Ligmar Eskula, the halacha is that he goes back to the beginning of the Bracha. It was Ligmar Eskula, he goes back to the Shmoneh Esrei. And the Mishnah Berurah claims that the same way that according to the Ramah, if you waited but it wasn't Machmas Onus, you don't have to go back to the beginning, the same thing would go for speech. That if someone spoke in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but it was not Machmas Onus, the halacha is that even if it was Shalkadei Ligmar Eskula, he held the speech there, that was as long as his entire Shmoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, he would not have to go back to the beginning because it was not Ba'onis. Now, on the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are many who hold that this is only if it was B'shogeg, by accident. He didn't realize the halacha, for example. But let's say a person was amazed. He knows it's Asri Mavsek in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he was tempted. So in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he starts talking. So he brings the Bach, the Magen Avraham, and others that say that you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, even if you just spoke one word, if it was bemezid. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch himself, who's not Machalik, and the Levush and the Taz, they say that there's no nafkamina whatsoever. But it seems like Rov Achron are of the opinion that if someone was soch bemezid, he willfully spoke in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he's got to go back to the beginning. And the Mishnah Berurah says it later. If someone out of the blue decides to say Yalo V'Yovo in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the halacha will be that he'll have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei because he is a mezid. Now, with regard to someone who spoke between the brachas, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that if it was certainly in the case of a shogig, If he spoke between the brachas, he does not have to go back. There's no need for any tikkun whatsoever.